Simin Kuf Samach Zayin, Sif Aleph through Zayin. It's the Sher Yeshnu Yipoy, it's the Sher Yinenu Yipoy. The Mechaber says, Boitzeya v'pas makum shenefa hitiv, v'pas zidon yishlevtoya v'tzar pas, v'yachtoich ma'at mitzare elyoin, v'atachtim. V'yachtoich prusza v'tziyo, v'tzorech lachtoich ma'at, shim yoichez v'prusza yalashar kikor imoy. Shim loikin choshev kiprusu. Says the Mechaber that the mokim of the betzio is where you're supposed to take the first prusa to eat is mokim shenefa hetiv. That's totally in the Gersois in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And Lamaita he goes with Karim Bishuloi, which means where it's crusty, and that means the harder part of the challah is where you should take your first bite from, and since that's the place where you're supposed to take your first bite from, so that's where you're supposed to cut a little bit beforehand before the bracha, because that is going to be the makom of the betziah. Now let's say you don't like the crusty part, you like the soft part inside, like many people do. Is that the best part to take? So the truth is, the Aruch HaShulchan says he's misyachas to this in the Sif Aleph, and he says, Elim Kain Ein Lei Shinayim. If you don't have teeth, then you could go with the soft part. But if you do have teeth, then you should go with the hard part. And Mashmoy says that even if you like the hard part, the soft part better, nevertheless, you should be boitzei from the hard part. The shayla is why. The chayra, the nekuda is to be mevarach on the part which tastes best. So many of the Peskim, the Kaf HaChaim included, quote the Hilchos Ketanis that says that he really asked the question. He says, even though Mir Tashem will see this coming up soon. It's very much in Gea Tesim and Rishid Aleph. The Chaviv is Adif. We always Mavarach on the Chaviv. It's even more than Min Shiva, according to the Chachamim. It could be that we pass like Rabbi Huda that it's Min Shiva, but usually Chaviv. If there's no Min Shiva, then we Mavarach on the Chaviv. Nevertheless, Chavivus of the Pas Adif. Here, it's the Chashivus of the Pas that you need. So, it's not a different Min. The Min is Chaviv Be'etzem. You want to take the most Chashiva part of the Min, that is the... That doesn't go baser chavivus, that goes baser the chavivus of the past, be'etzem, and the mele you're supposed to take on the part which is well baked. Now, even the Ramah holds this way. Even the Ramah, even though he's chalik and he holds kodim bishuloi, and it's a machlekes where the kodim bishuloi is it the top or is the bottom, therefore we do it from both sides. Nevertheless, he agrees that one should not take from the middle, he should take, in other words, after he cuts the piece, he should not take from the middle of the soft, rather he should take from the crusty, well-baked part. Mm-hmm. Now, the question is, how does this apply bizmanenu? Because bizmanenu, very often, the bread, bakhlal, is not well-baked on one side more than the other side. Or it doesn't start getting baked in one side more than the other side. Especially since most ovens have heating elements on probably all four sides or six sides. It's really four sides because you have a fan in the back and the door in the front, but you have four sides, two sides, the top and the bottom, and you have a fan that disperses the heat evenly. And memela, generally, unless you did not heat up your oven properly, then generally the bread will bake evenly. Very often you'll see when you get to bakery challahs. Bakery challahs are perfectly brown all around. There's no seam at all very often. There's almost no seam whatsoever. Maybe on the bottom where it was on the pan, it's a little bit not as brown. But generally, there's no makom which is more well baked or less well baked. The shell is what halachic status does that have? So, l'chura, there is no makom which is karim bishulei more than anywhere else. L'chura, there shouldn't be any difference. The truth is that the Aruch HaShulchan is also in the yachas to this. Aruch HaShulchan says that the pas shalonu, pas ogol shalonu, shakurim bagel. You know, they had bagels back then. The Chazon Ish already mentioned the bagels, and he's mentioning the bagels. Seems that these bagels are, they're uniform. They're not any more well-baked on one side more than the other side, which is very similar to our bagels, l'chero. And even though they're harder on the outside than the inside, but l'mais there's no part which is more crusty or well-baked or that gets more than the next, then there's no inyan to be makbid to do a dafka on one side. Bemeila, shari bracha. Others say that accordingly, if you have pita or ukideme, that there's no part which is more well-baked than the other part. And there's no inyan bechlal to be boitzea on one part of the bread more than the other part of the bread. And since it's so thin bechlal, that the Bir Halacha says, there's no point to cut either beforehand. There's no point to, you can just leave it as it is and then break off from whichever part of the pita that you want. That's not a problem. L'chura, that would be the same case if you have a bread which is totally even on all the sides. L'chura, the same thing would apply. However, once again, even with that, even though it is well baked and the inside is well baked, nevertheless, there's an inyan to take from the part which is, it's an inyan to take from the part which is crusty and not the part which is inside. The bread which is in the back. Now, shkar.
Thank you.
The halacha is that you're supposed to cut the bread before your beitzeah. You're supposed to cut it in the makom where you're going to be beitzeah. This has got a pretty good example of something which is not really any more well baked one side than the other side. Basically, it's even. There is a little bit in the middle, maybe, which is not as well baked. But generally, for the most part, it is well baked. Now, it also is brought down over here that you should do keneged hamizbakeah. That's the best place to cut the bread, and because that's where you know that it started baking before. And this machlekes between Ashkenaz and Svara, Tzarfas, the Beis Yosef brings down where it's, is it the top, or is it the bottom? However, if it's keneged hamizbakeah, then l'chora you know where it started baking. What does it mean keneged hamizbakeah? For all those that were wondering. L'chura, this is just a mashal because it happens to be the way that they made this lechmania. But mizbakeah is where it starts popping at the top. That's mizbakeah, it's coming apart. And what happens is, if the heat starts coming from the bottom, so it causes the dough to rise, and the mela at a certain point, it pops. And it's the raya that the other side, opposite of where it popped, that's the side that it started baking first, because the heat started coming from there. And Mamed pushed up the dough, pushed it up until it popped. That's the keneged hamizbakeah, which would mean on this l'chora, on this lachmaniyah, to cut on the bottom. Now, it happens to be that it wasn't mizbakeah, just the way that they made it over here. And therefore, the pashtus, the metzias was that it all baked evenly, and l'chora you take from any spot. Now, l'maisa d'alacha is that you're supposed to cut the makom where you're going to be boitzea. You're supposed to cut a little bit, the makom may be boitzea before. Start cutting in a little bit. Now this halacha really is only negea. It's kamat not negea, this halacha, because it's only negea at a place where you're having, it's during the week, because on Shabbos we're not negea, we don't do this. Medaktikin or reshim, but on Shabbos best we're not boitzea so much. And it's only if you have a kikar, if you have actually a loaf. But if you have something which is very small, that doesn't take any time, the Be'er Halacha says, that there's no halacha to do that. You don't have to be chaytech b'chlal, chayde ma'achila, because fiza poshet heich shlo yeh b'shvirosa achar bracha, shlo yisheh b'shvirosa achar bracha, k'goyim b'kikir katon v'dak, ein tzarech lachtech klal, chayde ma'achila, chen kasev agraz. Something which is not going to take you any time. In a chanami, l'chor, there's no inyan. It'll take a second. You can just break it off, or even with a knife, it'll take a second. That's why there's some that say that even if you have an entire loaf, but it's not crusty at all, and it'll take you a second, that there's no inyan to be makbun on this. The pashtus is that by a whole loaf there is an inyan, but it's only during the week, once again. So who's having a loaf during the week? Punk that was by a pigeon aben 2 weeks ago, and there was a huge challah, and the kohen taka knew what he was doing, and he started cutting before the bracha, and it took him a good 5 to 10 seconds, I would say, to cut. It was a huge challah, very crusty, and imamish had to saw through, and he saw through a good portion of it, at least a third to almost a half of it, of the challah, till before he made the bracha, and then he went ahead to make the bracha. The question is, many d'olam asked, what's the inyan b'chlal to cut at all beforehand? The makom b'tzia. The chura, if you're going to cut through the entire roll, the entire kikar, at the end of the day, you're going to slice through. So what's the difference where you start cutting? Even though your makom of the b'tzia is where you're going to take the bread, is the crusty part, but at the end of the day, I'm first going to cut through the entire thing before I take off the crusty part. So where's the difference where I start being chaytich? I can start at the bottom, I can start at the top, I can start on the side. What's the inyan where I start? At the end of the day, I'm cutting through the entire roll before I take off the bitzia. Not exactly clear, just maybe that's to show the makom of the bitzia, which is the makom chashiv, that's where you're supposed to start. That clearly is what it says in the halacha, what a person is supposed to do. Now it says on Shabbos, Rak Yerushim HaPas, all you're supposed to do is make a Rishim. Now many of the Olam asks, And that was one of the questions there, is that very often after you reshim, it takes you a good 2, 3, 4, 5 seconds to find the reshim that you were reshim, and l'chari yatsus chari be'afsedim. The very pashas, the reason why you're being reshim, is that it should save you time. But on Shabbos, you're only being reshim a tiny little bit, very often afterwards you can't find it, and then it takes you a good few seconds to find it. L'chari yatsus chari be'afsedim. Is that true or not? So the truth is that the v'zeis ha'bracha is ma'erdis. He's ma'urdis, v'tzarachim, l'l'chari yatsas chor v'etzim. However, if you look at the Torah's Chaim, the makor for this halacha, the Mishabur brings it down Echel Shabbos, he quotes it from Magan Avraham. The Magan Avraham says, ha'medaktikim noyegim lirshayim. Who does he bring down the makor for this? Bach b'shem Rashal, in our Simen Kof Zamazayim. He doesn't explain why. And the Torah's Chaim in Sanhedrin. Torah's Chaim in Sanhedrin, in Daf Kof Beis, which is by the Sugi of Menashe and Ravashi, and he goes through a whole shtickle. It's good to see the shtickle. I printed it on the Marmar Kamis. I'm not going to go through the entire thing now. But what the Torah's Chaim says, basically, he says the inyan of being chaytich, the inyan of being purus, the inyan of prusa from the lechem, is you're supposed to cut off a piece that you're going to, the same way that we find by Bikurim and Trumos and Maisers, that we always give the first to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Mele, the first piece that we're eating, that we're going to be mevarach on, there's always a first. That's the piece that we're going to be mevarach on, and be mafresh l'shem Hashem. It's not, in this case, we're going to be eating it ourselves. But the first piece, we're supposed to be mafresh l'shem Hashem, the hainu to be mevarach on that piece. And mele, anytime that you have a rachis, you always need, like the Gemara says by Truma, shirea nikarin. You need that, you can't make your entire basket of fruit into Truma. You need, Truma means that you take off a part of it and you leave some of it. If you're going to make the entire thing into Truma, then you don't have Shira and Nikarim, you don't have any Shirayim Bechlal that's not Truma. So you always have to have a part which is not Truma and a part which is Truma. So there's the part that I knock off that I don't eat, and then there's the part that I'm a Varach on. The Meila, even on Shabbos, he says there's an inyan to be medaktik, to be Reshim, a little bit, so you should see the part that I'm cutting off that I'm not going to be eating. And then the part that I am going to be eating, so Mamela, I make a little reshim over here to show before the bracha, this part is not the part I'm being boitzeya. This part is what I'm being boitzeya on, the big part, on the other side. You're marking exactly where you're going to be boitzeya, to show shirei nikarim, to show that there is, I'm designating this chelek for the Rebbeinu Shalom. He says, Lefidus, there's a... Everybody's supposed to get from that prusa, because this is the prusa you're being mevarach on, this is like the truma, that's why you're supposed to get dafka from that prusa. And he says, that's also the reason why you're supposed to be purist from the makam which is makdim bishulei, where it first got baked, because that's the same way that we find by Bikurim, a person goes down to his field, and he finds the first fruit which is starting to be mizbasha, which is starting to get ripe. Starting to grow, and he's korech lev gemi. So too over here by the bread, you're supposed to take from the part which was first started baking, and that's the part that you're supposed to eat. That's the part you're supposed to be mevarach on l'shem Hashem. That's your ration. L'chura, even according to that, even if it's all cooked evenly, there would be an Indian l'chura to cut. At least to be ration. At least to be ration. You're right. The roll, you could do the same thing. Beth, we could do the same thing. From the mashmoy, the mishabur is mashma, then in the chanami, something which is small, the taka is no inin tiburation. But the medaktakim, this lachur, this inin of the medaktakim that's brought from the Teres Chaim, the Teres Chaim and Sanhedrin, is lachur, nothing to do with heftik. So you want to know, is there an inin tiburation if it's going to take you an extra few seconds afterwards? Lachur, there is. The nekud has nothing to do with heftik. It's not trying to save you time. Now, it could be that you still have the vizayas abrachas taina that might say you're being marviach one thing, you're being master another thing. But l'chur will comment that there's an inyan to do it, then it wouldn't be considered a hefsek l'chur. The makar of this din of the Magen Avraham Medaktikin is Gufa from the Teres Chaim, who says that it's nothing to do with hefsek. It's an inyan of marking off what the rachis is. Should you not eat a little piece? You could eat it, but the beitzia should be on that. Now there's the inyan of knocking off the end, that is has to do with there's a shadow whether or not there's makar b'chlal for such a thing, but it could be because it didn't get well baked very often. If like you find in by lachmaniot in the bakery, they get stuck together at the ends. So where they get stuck together at the ends, often it doesn't get baked 100% there. There's an inyan not to eat bread which is not totally baked. That's what the Gemara says, Chazal say. Or bread which is too hot, also b'chlal. But there's an inyan that's kosher l'shikcha to eat bread. So if the, some say that that's the makar for this inyan of not eating the end. But that's only a tiny little bit. That's the smallest sliver. generally you're supposed to still, even without that, break off, knock off. There's a part of the bread that I'm not eating, and there's a part of the bread that I'm yes eating. Which brings us really to the next halacha. The halacha is that you're supposed to give everybody from the prusa of the your Beit Ha'on. What does that mean? What does it mean that you give everybody from the prusa that your Beit Ha'on, that the mevarach is Beit Ha'on? So some people say that you have to. I heard this from more than one person. I heard this from also Chashev Poysik, B'shem Chashev Poysik, that he said you're supposed to cut once on your bread through, and cut another time at the end. Then your prayer is a piece for yourself. In other words, you cut one on the right side, one on the left side, the middle, that's your piece. Now you go ahead and you cut for everybody else. Now I think the minhag of the olam of most people is not to do that. Most people, what they do is they cut one cut, let's say all the way through, they cut through, and min ha'aretz. You're right there, and this is now your piece. This is your piece, and this is not your piece. So this is the piece you're knocking off. You took off a third, let's say. I apologize. And you're left with a two-thirds of your roll. And this piece is your piece. You give everybody from this piece. This piece you save for later. But the prusa samaiti is from this piece, and you cut slices from this piece. And that would be considered that every you gave from your prusa. L'chor, that would be considered as if you gave from the prusa. But that's the din l'chatchila. You should cut off a piece that's big enough to give everybody another slice, which is a kezayis. Mishabur says that you should be nizer and etzudas gedolos, that you have enough challah to give for everybody the prusa b'tayah. Some people just give out rolls bukalach that everybody should make. No one might say that way you get out of this issue.
Afterwards.
We don't find that you should do two cuts before him. Now the shaila is, can I cut, how many cuts can I cut beforehand? Can I cut all the bread for all the different mesubim beforehand, before I take for myself? Or should I first cut for myself, take some, and then give to everybody else? So the core of the pashtus is that you shouldn't be mafsik more than you need to be mafsik. Mamela, you shouldn't cut for everybody, rather you should be, really you're not supposed to be mafsik more than teichi deidiva, we saw in the Mishnah Berurah. Mila, I saw this in the Yalkut Yosef. Yitaka speaks this out. Kalachiyad. He says you shouldn't cut pieces for everybody beforehand because you're going to be mafsik too much. The shaila is, where do you draw the line? Can you cut for yourself and your wife? Can you cut for? Do you have to be mafsik with ishta kegufa? That's already considered. What's that? But at least that the brachad has a makan to be chal as soon as possible. That's what you need. If b'frat lefi the Ramah that everybody's yotze with your bracha when you ate for sure, but l'chera. One should be mafsik. If you're cutting one piece and you slice it in half and give half to you or half to your wife, for the king of chur, if it's not a problem of shirayim or ramayshes, then lachur shouldn't be a problem. To cut for the entire suda, everybody in the suda lachur lechatchila one should not do it. Bidi aved, it's not a hefsek. Okamadi didn't speak, and there was no hefsek of dibur. Then hefsek of zman is only a din lechatchila. Bidi aved, it's not me'akiv. Now, what's the story with, two people actually asked me this in the past week. One person actually is not even learning his halachas, punkti asked me. He's a person who lives near me, and he says that his wife's challah very often is very, very fragile. And if he doesn't hold it with two hands, then it's just going to break apart. So is that a problem that it's not considered a shalim? The same way that we find that when you cut the challah beforehand, you shouldn't cut too much, that if you hold the smaller piece, that the bigger piece is not going to break off. The chura, you have the same issue over here, that if you're holding the challah, if you don't hold it the right way, then it's going to break apart. So it's not considered a shalim. I would think that l'chura is no dimyan. And the only problem is, once you start cutting it, the question is, that which you were mafsik it, that which you broke it apart, is it considered as a totally broken apart or not? The kvensach, it depends how you're holding it. If you're holding it, if it still comes up, then it's not a problem. But kokama, that it's shalim ba'etzim. Just I know that if I don't hold it properly, it's going to break apart. I don't think that that's chasarin in shlemus, l'chura.
Then when the case where it was cut, and if it was cut too much, you say it's kapusa dami already. What happens if it falls down to the floor and gets a little boo-boo? So, now that has made the whole like a falls down. Is it shalom yei a short time? It's half cracked up, but you didn't do a maisa prisa. So would we say like...
And if you hold one side, the other side is going to fall?
It's not going to come apart.
It's not going to... Does that have to be a prisa?
Is it a mice or is it just like, that's the way it is? It's
better to hold, put in a toothpick inside and hold it together like that. It should be near a shalom. That's Aslecha Mishnah. I don't know. I don't know if it's considered. It sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah that it sounds like from the Ramah. The Ramah says that even if you were chaytech on Shabbos, the way that you're chaytech b'chol, then it's not a problem. It's not mafkiel and maisa, the din of Aslecha Mishnah. Kokama that you're still able to hold part and the other part doesn't come up. Kokama that it's already broken and it's not able to hold. It would seem that it should be lechara lechatchila. You should take a pita or a matzah as your second lechem mishnah, if you have one. Another question that was asked actually today, a few people asked me this question, and that is, with regard to eating, you're supposed to give out to all the mesubin. You should be choytech from your piece and give out to everybody. What's the story with everybody eating it before you eat? Can they eat their bread before you eat? So, if it's coming from you, lechara, you should eat lechatchila. You should eat first. It's really halacha later on. It comes up, where is this very negeah? It's a negeah on Shabbos. Generally, this is not negeah during the week because people are not moitzi each other with brachas. All these shaylas of being moitzi are really only negeah on Shabbos. And on Shabbos, we're not even chaytech b'chulum, but there are these the halachas that are negeah. What's the story? This I already heard from two or three people that their wife or one of their children is celiac, so they don't have bread. They have bread without gluten. So you make lechem mishnah on one thing, and they have their special roll in front of them. Now the question is that the problem for them to eat the roll before you eat, before you make your hamaitzi? You make your hamaitzi on the lechem mishnah, and they're going to eat beforehand. Is that a problem or not? So it's really halacha later on in Sif Tezvav. Ein mesubin rishon litamach yitam abaytaya. You're not supposed to eat before the Beitzeah eats if you're eating from the same bread that he eats from. But kokam that everybody has their own bokala, then it's not a problem, you can eat first. But on Shabbos, you need to have lecha mishnah, and as the Mishnah Berurah's Masber here more in Shabbos, and Shabbos and Reish Ayin Dalet. Mishnah Berurah's Masber, he says, since you need a din lecha mishnah, v'meila, you need that the lecha mishnah should be chal somewhere, and that is when he eats, when the Beitzeah eats from his lecha mishnah, then his lecha mishnah is chal, and then you could eat from your lechmaniyah, your bokala that you have in front of yourself.
You're supposed to eat from the make a difference if they have bread in front of them, or if they eat from the bowl?
There is an inyan to eat from the bread which he was boitzeah on. There is such an inyan, but in a case where it's not shayach, it's not shayach. There's a din of chivu mitzvah lechatchila, but it's not ma'akev certainly. And in a case where it's not shayach, it's not shayach, because there's silly acts that can't eat it. Why? So it depends. They don't want to usually what they don't want to do is they don't want to. It's still not going to help you out. It's a din of taking from the prusa that he's boitzeah on, because he's only boitzeah on one of them. He would have to give from that one. Second thing is that people that are makbid on celiac or on gluten, they don't have bread touching each other. So it's like not, it's like off the charts. It's, they keep it there and everybody keeps it there. That's her. That's Sifal. Sif Beis. Yivarach ha-moitzi lechem min ha-aretz, v'mirab ha-mesum yichavnu libam l'shmoy ha-brach ha-vianu amim. Yivarach yichavn la-amim sha-imrim. And yitin revach bein lechem u-bein min. Now, we make a bracha of Hamaiti Lechem in Aretz. Here the Magen Avraham points out that usually our brachas are Lashon Avar. Borei Mine Mezenis is not Shabara, for it says it's totally a different reason, it's a different Lashonis. But Be'etzem, our bracha should really be Lashon Avar. Mimele says that we should say Shahako Nihiyoh Bidvari. Not shako niyeh bedvari, shako niyeh bedvari. He brings on the Chochmah and Noach, says not that way, or he says, l'maisi, you should say not that way. Interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah is not misyachas in this question. Doesn't tell you what to do. The Aruch HaShulchan is misyachas. He quotes the Magen Avraham and he says, ve'ein enochen. He says, ein enochen, rather, shako niyeh, because you're nochanant, you're being mevarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Hoiva as well, not just on the Avar, also on the Hoiva. In fact, the way that the Bach says, that you're, even by a Maitzi, it's on you're being Mivarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the future also, but it's maybe only by a Maitzi. But I think Kimdumani, many people are naig like that, to make a Shako Nihiyeh Bedvari, not a Shako Nihiyeh Bedvari. I would say that that's Minigar Erlam. I can't say it's Mamash Minigar Erlam, but many people are certainly naig like that. But the Avid Kamaravid, the Avid Kamaravid, the Chari doesn't make a difference. Now, this halacha of being Mechavan Lotzis in Birchas HaMavarech, that is something that people should pay much attention to. to be yotze, very often a person is subconsciously paying attention to what the mevarich is being mevarich. But terrific if you're running your own suda and you're saying it yourself. But if you're by somebody else and you're listening half-heartedly, especially when it comes to kiddush, which is a long bracha, then if you're not paying attention, you're spacing out a little bit, then it's not pashit that you're yotze b'chol. The Rush writes in Tshuva that even though the minig was in those days that Birchas Kriyas Shema, the shats would be mighty people, Yidei Chavasam. However, says Rush, I myself am ready to say the brachas together with the shats. Why is that? Because if you're saying the bracha yourself and you space out in the middle, well, the maisi said the words. However, if you're hearing the bracha from somebody else and you spaced out in the middle, then you didn't hear the words. Then your mamash didn't even say b'chol. You don't even shemei kareina. And mamele yitaka not going to be yitzeh. I know, Talmud Chacham Echad, and he goes, even when he's by other people's house, he asks if he can make Kiddush himself, because he doesn't want to, even though he's not machmir to make always Kiddush, and he didn't grow up like that, and Haimish that everybody makes Dormuz Hamaiti and every. But Kiddush, it's a long bracha, Hamaiti not, Kiddush yes, because it's a long bracha, you don't want to, it's something they have to, it's Pashim Meikar Adin, to pay attention, very often with kids, it's not, kids means anybody under the age of 20-something. That they're busy with other things, and if you want to be yaitz to the bracha, say it for little kids. I don't know how much be aimer on them, but somebody that's mechuyev midina, they should be paying attention really to what the person says. That's the first thing. Mitzad the shemim, mitzad the mevarech. There's a din lechatchila that he's not supposed to be boitzeya. He's supposed to be listened to the amen mipi hashemim, which is it's a shver why he needs it, like the biar lochas marech. But the meikar adin, like the mishabur, like the. Maybe people are makbid on it, like the Bir Halacha says, maybe it's a Tari Sefer in the Yerushalmi, and therefore there's no such thing, b'chlal. But the pashtus is, the way that he passes in the Mishnah Berurah, is the lechatchila, you should listen. Lekach nochen lechatchila lechaven lotzis ba'aniyas omen sho'ina ha'imin. Ha'ina ha'ina. That lechatchila, the Mavarach, should also have in mind to be yaitza with the omen that the Shemea is answering. And then, only afterwards, should he be b'yitzeya. Kilo achilak of the bracha, b'frat, like we saw in the past, by the inyan of Shemei Kohina, you're stelling to, it's a longer bracha. The bracha of Shemei Kohina is a longer bracha. Aydi the amen of the Shemea, he's stelling to the bracha, and now the bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem, the King of Malach Ha'ilam, Amoyti Lechem in Aretz Amen. That's the bracha. It's a new matbea. Matbea for the Shemea. He stels to his amen to the bracha, he's being ma'amis, the bracha, it's kilo achilak of the bracha. That is a din lechatchila. B'diyavid, certainly it's not ma'akiv, however, lechatchila. Once we're learning the halachas, might as well be knowing the lechatchila of the halachas. Sif Gimel. Ein levarach kodem shitves alechem. A person should not be mevarach before he's holding the bread. What is the reason why? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shein mevarach ala mitzves ala samach lasi yalson. Kshem mitzvah biyodei laseis avalei kodem lechein. You're only supposed to be mevarach over lasi yalson, like we find by mitzvah. Not over the over. That's what we saw when we learned dalan minim. You're not supposed to, you have to first pick up the dalan minim beforehand. You're not supposed to be mevarach when it's on the table in front of you. Standing with a talis, you're supposed to be holding it. Ubidiyevin ibirach v'achigach not lebiyodai gam kein ein sarach latz levarach kelkamam sen reishvav ein sham mishnah berurah. However, ubidiyevin, even if you were not holding it, it's not ma'akiv. Now, lechur it's a chiddush, this din of teshtel tzu, the halacha of mitzvahs to the halacha of brachos. Lechur, there's a din of mivarach over las yasar, not over diver. Mashingin by brachos, birchaz anenin, there's also a din you don't have to be mafsik, but there's a din of over las yasar. I don't know if there's a din of Evelas Yasa. Befrat, that we're talking about it, you're going to put down the bread afterwards and cut it. Maybe in the olden days, it's Mavur and Taisvis from the Yushalmi, they held the bread in the air and they were scared when they were cutting it, maybe half is going to fall and get lost. But for everybody, at least Bizmanenu, that puts down the bread afterwards and cuts it, so what's the inning to hold it that it shouldn't be over the over? Savisa, you're going to put it down afterwards. L'chur would be much more mistaver to say that the reason is, like he says in Reish Vav, this halacha is Matayin. Reish Vav says, that's the lach. Anything you're being mevarach on to eat, before you smell it, you're supposed to hold it in your right hand before you mevarach alav. What's the reason why? It says the Mishnah Berurah, tamachiza, kedei sheyechav en libo yemash mevarach. You should have it in front of you, even though it's on the table, nishgenuk. You have to hold it in your hand, that it should be mechav en libo. Not exactly clear why he says it. I'll tell you the reason why he does say it is because the Makar is the Magen Avraham according to the Rekeach, Beis Yosef quotes the Rekeach, and the Rekeach says it. The Rekeach says, the same way that we find by Anachas Tvilin, that the bracha is supposed to be made, b'shas hanachasan, and not beforehand, so to over here. Just the first, a chiddush, that there's a teshtel to this halacha, there is a din has to be mafsik, and it should be, you're always supposed to do it, you're supposed to bachlal hold it, because you should be mechavin, and you shouldn't be mafsik. But, l'chur, it's a chiddush over here in this case, where Saivisa, you're going to put it down afterwards, that you should have to be holding it in your hand. Agav, it's mashma from this halacha, and Simin Reish Vav, kol davar shmevarach lav la'ichloi, tzarech la'ichzi biyaminoi, it's mashma that there's no inyan to hold it with two hands, like we find by bread. The Elam was clearing, is there anything else that you're supposed to hold with your 10 fingers? Besides for Amaitzi, her, especially for the Bach, the inyan of Esther Spheres, and other things. So at least pass above a kistin, maybe. Maybe, even though it's not 10 words, it's only 9, very many mizaynis. But there's still the inyan of the Esther Spheres and the Esther Malachis and the Esther Yisurim, whatever it is, the Esther. Nevertheless, the Chur, it's mashma that there's no, only in your right hand you hold it, but there's no inyan to hold it. I did see Talmud Chacham Echad, I once saw him, Taka, holding a cookie in the morning in Yeshiva with 10 fingers. I asked him what he was doing, actually. Very Chashur Talmud Chacham. I asked him, what's the inyan? The Chur, it's not. They didn't give me a straight answer, but there's maybe a Indian possible because in Mefrat and Safik Pas, maybe that's but Mitzvah Lachar, the Indian should apply. However, we don't find that Lamaitza, it does apply. That's Siv Gimel. Siv Dalid, Yitain Shtei Yodav Ala Pas B'Shas Bracha Shishman Esther as Boyz Kenegat Esther Mitzvah Tatluyis B'Pas Lekach Yesh Esther Tevez B'Birchas Amaiti. Balaam had a lot of trouble with this Lekach. Lekach Yesh Esther Tevez B'Birchas Amaiti V'Esther Tevez B'Pasim Matzmir Chas Amaiti. That's why. Since you're supposed to put the 10 fingers on, that's why there's 10 words in the pasuk of Matzmir Chatzal Behema Vester Tevis the pasuk in Yerikol Yachay Sabiru Bechulu. But the Indian is like the Biralacha is the Indian of the like the Bachas Marech, the Esther Spheres, and Esther you're being married the kedusha into the pas. There's an Indian to hold it at least to put your 10 shtei yodav. It actually doesn't say sheyesh behen etzer as boys. It doesn't say that you actually have to touch it with your 10 as boys. You're supposed to hold it with your two hands, which have etzer as boys. The meaning, I think, is to put on the etzer as boys. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah Berurah says, that if you're wearing gloves, you should take them off. Now, l'chero, it's not ma'akiv. And memela, for those that were ma'akiv during Corona to wear the gloves, l'chero, they don't have to take them off. In fact, if you're doing it not as a... There is a shtekul bizayin, like you find that the Gemara says in Yuma, that... That Daftes, I think it is, that Rabbi Yechanan ate the carbonus with gloves and was bizarrian. And Bechal says a sefer is not supposed to write a sefer Torah with gloves on. You're not supposed to be carrying the mitzvahs with the gloves on. The chatchila, a person is supposed to take them off. And Befrat, over here, there's an Indian to be holding with your two hands.
Now, what's the challah cover?
Oh, so there are. We'll get that in a second. What's the story with the challah in a bag? Very often the challah is in a bag. Do you have to take it out of the bag? You lech mishnah, especially if you took it out of the freezer. Or especially, very often, what they do, the bakeries, sometimes to be able to keep your bread, your challah fresh, they'll wrap it in, they'll seal it in a, they have a machine, they can stick it inside, and they'll seal it with plastic. Everybody keeps it fresh the next day. You have to take it off Friday night so that you should be able to put your 10 fingers on it, or not. So I would have thought that lechur in such a case, it's considered tuffel. I did see... It's different than the gloves on your hands. Gloves on your hands are betzem achatzitza. As opposed to over here, it's just to protect the bread. So mamela, it's a wrapper. If it's a wrapper, then it's considered tuffel, and therefore it's not a problem. I did see in the Sefer Shari Bracha and Rav Karp Sefer, they nemdon kshutai, that lechari should have to take it out of a bag. I did see in the Piskei Tshuvas, he was talking about something else, but it was just interesting. We'll talk about this Be'ez Hashem in Simukov Samaches. If you have an entire shalem, which is sliced, you have an entire loaf which is sliced up, like angels, a loaf of angels' bread. He says, if you don't have another shalem, then you should leave it in the bag that it looks like a l'chol pachas d'davar shalem, and make the bracha on it like that. He says, I, l'maitza, your 10 fingers aren't on the bread. He says, l'chari, the bag is just protecting the loaf, and it's tuffel and bottle, and l'chari, in a chanami, if it's gonna, I would think that if it's easy to take it out, then you should take it out. However, if it's wrapped up and it's protected, you don't have to rip it open. We would say in such a case, for sure, it's just coming to protect the challah, and therefore it's tuffel to the challah, and there's no reason to take it out.
What about the seconds of your life in Mishnah? Not the one you're making the bracha on, the other one.
That's the one that I'm talking about. That's the one that I'm talking about. The one that you're going to make the bracha on, you absolutely should take out. You shouldn't be mafsik, for sure. I'm sorry, it's not clear. The one that you're going to cut, that one should not be in the bag at all. And if it's in a bag, take it out of the bag, for sure. Because saivisa, you have to cut it. Saivisa, you shouldn't be mafsik. For sure it should be taken out. I'm talking about the second one. Very often people take out a second challah from a lecha mishnah, from the freezer, which is in a bag. Or they're saving the one for tomorrow, which is in a bag. In that case, lechura would be tough one.
Now,
1 second, I'm sorry. And just in the Shari Bracha mentions the point that he says there's a lot of people on Friday night, they tackle hold the Zeichel Aman, they hold it with the covered on both sides. That should be Zeichel Aman. They don't put their hands on it. Some people, they put their hands underneath the cover, and that's how they hold it. And L'chur, then you're Yetzir both of them. It's still considered covered, and you're still Yetzir the two. Other people don't. L'chur, it's not considered a hefstick. You have to say in such a case, because it's a turret for the Bracha, and therefore it's not considered a hefstick. I would think that it's not, because it is. You could open it. It's not. Well, the Talach mentioned the brachas on the two. The fact that you can't eat it, you could. You could if you want. It's like frozen bread. You could bite off a little bit. It's a little bit hard, but lemaisa, it's. Some people say you shouldn't use frozen, but lechur, it's not a maker. Then it's not a problem. The Mishnah Berurah brings down over here. Kasvu achrenim shiemer Hashem yagbi akikar, ubishabesh mevarch al hashtayim yagbi hashtayim. This is halacha that I think a lot of people are either not makban on, or don't know, or they do something else, like the Sfaradim do, slightly differently, like the Kaf HaChaim brings down, and that is that they make the bracha, when you pick it up, the bread, you pick it up by Hamayt Alechem in Aretz. Here the Mishnah Berurah says, L'maisa Alpil Maril, that you should pick it up by the Hashem. Some people pick it up twice. Is it Ma'akif? Certainly it's not Ma'akif. Adin Lechatchila is to pick it up. Now, is this a din? Why dafka by Hashem? And is this something that applies only to Hamaytzi? Or is this something that applies to every single bracha? L'chara, if it's by Hamaytzi Lechem and Aretz, you can say it's only by Hamaytzi. But if it's by Hashem, so L'chara, where's the Mokhan to be Mechalik? It would make sense that it's... It would make sense that it's... by the Hamaytzi, because it's similarly defined by Sefer Torah, that same way we find the Sefer Torah to pick up the Sefer Torah at the time, like some of the Achrenim say, you pick up the Sefer Torah at the time that you're making the Birchas HaTorah. However, so too by the bread, you should pick it up when you're saying Amayt Selechem in Aretz. What's in it to say it by Hashem? So I'll tell you the truth, I didn't find anybody that talked about it, except for Rav Karp. In his Sefer, he wanted to say, and even though I'm a Kaltel Nitzvak, but I think that maybe this is the Pashup Shat, He says Nira Lefarish Alpi Mashakasva Besht. What the Baal Shem Tov says, Kishenoytel Adam Pri Oydavar Maichol Mavarach Alav Bekavan Avarimer Baruch Ata Hashem. Kishemaz Kiras Hashem Misur Oisa Achiyah Shayodai Nivra HaPriyahu. When you say the Shem Hashem, so the Chiyus that comes from the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Chelik from the Rebbeinu Shalom, it's Misur Ki Nivra Hakol Aydei Hashem Omotze Min Es Min Evener V'ze Achiyus Humazen An Hashem. That Chiyus comes, it's Misur Aydei the Bracha. And that's the mazin haneshama. We know that every food has betzem, a chelik which is gashmi, and a chelik which is ruchni. The man was only the chelik aruchni, and memela was called lechem akloikel, because it was entirely absorbed in their body. But the standard bread that we have, the standard food that we have, is a chelik which is gashmi, a chelik which is ruchni. The chelik which is ruchni is this al yedei the bracha, and the chelik agashmi afterwards passes through the body, but the chelik ruchni stays in the body. That is nisur al yedei the amiras Hashem. I mean, Meila, one should say that. According to that, L'chura, it's dafka by Hashem, but L'chura would apply to everything. Every bracha, though I do not see anybody that says it applies to anything, and I don't know people that are knowing L'maisa to do that by everything that they eat. L'maisa is any by Hashem of Hamaytzi. Sif, hey. Lo yivsad shivi lefan of melech ha'yliftan, lelaf is by prusas ha'betzi. Yivim in a kiyo, yishim etubelos betavlan, b'melech, kein shalonu, yishin eskav alech ha'pas ha'rivi, in a terech la'amtin. L'maisa, all of our bread bizmanenu, except for maybe wraps that could use some salt or something else, but maybe it's not considered bread by itself, as we already mentioned in the past. However, the standard bread that people make bizmanenu does not need salt. As a matter of fact, usually salt ruins it, doesn't make it any better. Mamela l'chura, there's no Indian out that to have the salt there. However, the two reasons that are brought down by the Rama still apply. The one is that akol karbon chatakiv melach, and your shulchan is a mizbech. So memela is an inyan to have melach on your bread. It should really be on all the food, but we only find benegia to the ikar food lechera. That's why by bread, and also because the sazin is mekatrik, it says it's brought down from Rabbeinu Menachem, and since they're standing without any mitzvahs, they was very bothered. What does it mean that they're without any mitzvahs? First of all, we found David Melech that he said he was in a base of merchot and he had mitzvahs. And Bechlal, in the middle of a Suda, that you don't talk for 3 minutes in learning, so then also you're without mitzvahs. The nekuda is that you're not in a Beis HaMerachat, so you have the Indian to be Mekayim Mitzvahs, and even so, you don't have the Yecheles to be Mekayim Mitzvah. You are in a Matzah where you don't have the Yecheles to be Mekayim Mitzvah. So you put yourself, even though Lechuri, you're not in a Beis HaMerachat, and you should be able to Mekayim Mitzvahs, you're now in a Matzah that you cannot be Mekayim any Mitzvahs. I mean, that's the Kitrig Lechuri of the Satan, and Mamil doesn't mean to have the Melech there, which is protects from that kitrig. L'chor, the nafkamin between the two timeim is if you forgot to bring the melach before you made the bracha. And now you made the bracha. Is there any need to bring melach now? L'chor, the kitrig already happened because it was before the bracha. Mashenken al kol karbon chatakiv melach. There's any need to bring melach. And l'chor, you should still bring melach. L'chor, another nafkamin would be between the two timeim is a dafka. Do you dafka have to dip your bread into it? According to the first tam, that it's al sekitrig, then lechor you don't have to dip your bread into it, as long as the melech is there. Mashen kein, if the Indian is a kokorban chatak v'melech, then you should dip your bread into it, or at least be mefazer bread on top of it. That would be lechor, the nafmin between the two of them. The mice of the minig is.
Is this a raya that you're heard
of if you're sure
it's not a human?
No, it's still not a mice of bepoyal lechor. Yeah, the Aruch HaShulchan says HaMekubalim Yizira Bozeh Litzvah Prusas HaMaitzi B'melach V'chein Noigin Koyer Elikim. Maisa, there is a minig if there is a minig that many people are Mekayim to L'maisa have the salt on the table and to dip into it. Now L'chor, both these reasons that were brought when it gets the salt don't apply to Chumus. L'chor, people sometimes they don't have salt, they dip their bread into Chumus. L'chor, neither of these time of a pride. There's no alkar kaman chatak of melach, and there's salt inside the chumas maybe, and you could taste it. And there's also no Indian of the kitrig. It doesn't help the kitrig. However, there is another Indian, and that is if you're planning on eating your bread with chumas, then the Mishnah Berurah says that's the liftan. The bread, the chelik, the piece of bread that you have, you make your amaitzi on, should taste delicious. It should be not less delicious than the rest of the bread you're going to eat during the rest of the meal. That's the covet of the bracha. The mela, if you're going to be dipping your bread into chumas during the meal, then your piece of bread should also be dipped into chumas also. And the mela, Kim Duman, I heard this from a Berkowitz actually, that he said, if he didn't, I think it's still true anyhow, Kim Duman, I did hear from him, that if you're making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, then you should make the peanut butter and jelly sandwich before you make the hamaitzi on your sandwich. We're talking about if you have two slices of bread, not that you're going to make it, take your shalom and make it not shalom. Two slices of angel's bread, and you make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, then you should make the sandwich beforehand. That way your hamaitzi is on the gishmaka sandwich, as opposed to making it on the bread that doesn't have any liftin on it, and only putting it on afterwards.
In the case where you forgot the salt, it's better to be mafsek more to get the salt than it is to ignore from the kayim about Rabban HaKamela?
Mishnah Berurah says that you could. I don't think that you have a chiv to. Mr. Bruce says that you could, if you want. If that's your meaning, then you should. It's not considered a hefzik because it's considered a tzarich. That's what Mr. Bruce says. Even though make our din, we don't need it. But if you want to be machben on it, and if that is your meaning to be machben on it, then you could. Then you should.
If you don't want the actual chumis, you just do it.
Then there's if you don't want the actual chumis, I don't know if there's an need to do it. I don't know if there's any. There is maybe an Indian to dip into something which has salt in it. Maybe that. The salads, people look for salads that have salt, vinegar, other things that are salty. Vinegar that has salt together with it. Something that has like a salad that has some salt with it. But it's not in and of itself. L'chura, there wouldn't be an Indian if you're not interested. That's really what he says from the Rambam. That if you're not planning on eating your bread with anything else, then there's no need to do it.
So on Shabbos, you have dips on the table. You should really be dipping after the salt into the
different dips. Dipping after the salt into the different dips. If you have the dips on the table, lo shamanu that people are nagging that. Once you nag on the salt, chur because what? That's good for the shayla. The question is, you have always this question. Leil Rosh Hashanah, that you have the honey, you don't have the salt. You have to also put in the sun. Some people put the salt on one side and the honey on the other side. Do they have? Is there anything to do with some people just leave the salt on the table, and then you have that Indian? Or well, there's different times. As long as you mekayim one of the inyanim, that's okay. I don't know if you have to also be mekayim this, also mekayim that. The shayla is, if it's not going to be. It's hard to know whether or not that's a Leishamanu. That there's Leishamanu. That's for sure. That's even if you don't have a dip, there's such an Indian. But if it says in Chof Zayin, Kedesh Dinecheles Betam Mishum Kavar HaBracha. It's also, there's an Inyan, that's a different thing, that's Inyan of the Chumun. In the case of the salt generally does not add to our the taste of the bread. So the Elam was asking, that was one of the questions, is there anything to dip in the salt? It makes my the challah taste worse. Is there anything to dip it in? So some people say you could just dip it in, you could shake it off afterwards also. But there's an Indian to dip it. That's Indian al pi mikubalim, like the Mishnah Berurah says, al pi mikubalim is an Indian to dip three times. What's the Indian to dip three times? Is the Kav HaChaim brings down that lechem and melach, the same letters, the both of them are 78, which is three times Shem Havaya. Shem Havaya of the lechem, which is three times of lechem, which is the Indian of chesed. Lechem is the Indian of chesed, it gives food to the world. And melach is the Indian of gvura, of din. But mele, the three times of Shem Havaya that are the gematria 26. Shem Havaya is 26 times 3 is 78, which is lechem. You're being mavato the koiches agvura the three times in the melach. There was a minig. Some people have a minig. Some people still have the minig that they when they dip in the salt they say Hashem melech, Hashem melech, Hashem imloich. The third also comes from that. Comes from that Indian of three times. I think somebody sent me that Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef says that maybe it is. Her it is. Her it came from the same Indian of Shem Havaya three times. So I think Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef says in Yalkut Yosef, he says that it came from, this was the Makar, really he's supposed to think it, and this is the Indian of thinking the three times Shem Havaya. And people started saying it. I think that when we were learning Hilchos Tefillah, there was those that said that going through the Estemach, Umitzapim Yeshua, that it very often people say that's the Nusach and Nusach Svar, that it started. Some say that the reason it started was because it used to be in parentheses. It said Umitzapim Yeshua, this is the Mokim that you're supposed to be Umitzapim Yeshua, it's peace of Yeshua that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam meant. And Memela, people started, it was in parentheses, and people started saying it, and it became part of the Nusach. Lechatchila, one should not say it, Lechara, Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Lechara, Bepashit, that is a Hefzik. Sif Vav. I would think that the reason is because it could very well be that the reason is because during the week there's really not very much time. The Lashon of Tosfos, the Kitrig that Rav Menachem brings down, is that they're mamtinin zeh lozeh. So you have a bunch of people that are waiting for each other, you have a lot of time that there's not being mekayim the mitzvah, as opposed to that's only on Shabbos where you're being mitzvah to other people. However, during the week where everybody's making a bracha for themselves, then there's not so much time, and mele there's not so much of a beda. The Sifov. The lachas of sicha. Yoichol miyad v'liyseich mebracha lachilam sof tzarich lachas levarach elam kein haitza sicha mezvar me'inin dvar mishmevarach alav. Koin shibirach alapas v'kredim shomar amar hevil melech hevil liftan tenu leplani tenu maich lebehema v'kes beilo in the tzarich levarach. The lacha is a person is not supposed to make a hefzik of a dibur unless it's something which is negeah to the sudo. Lechatchila only negeah to the prusas alechem that he's about to eat. B'diyeved, even if it's negeah to the sudo, it's not considered hefzik. Lechatchila, you're not supposed to be mafzik at all. That's what we saw, that Rishonim say, you're not supposed to be Beis Yitzchak brought down, you're not supposed to be Masik Lechatchila. That means if you forgot the knife, somebody forgot the knife, and you made the bracha, don't say, please bring the knife. You should make a sawing motion with your hand, that they should be able to figure out what you want. Because Lechatchila, you're not supposed to be Masik B'dibur. Now, if they don't get it, or no one's paying attention, the person on the other side, and he's facing out, and he's not looking at your hand, so then you could get his attention, but if he's not, then you're allowed to ask him, if you need to, then Shasat Chakiv Diyeved, I'm allowed to ask you. Lechatchila, you should not be mafsik whatsoever with Dibur. But Diyeved, so long as it was Shaykh to the Suda, then it's not a problem. Now the Mashmoyis is that if you're a mafsik, even if it was Bishaygig, if it was not meaning in a Suda, then even one word, Bishaygig, is considered a hafsik and you have to make a new bracha. Now, when it is going to get to the Suda, then even if it wasn't going to get to this Prusa, you said, I forgot to put the soda in, can you put the soda in the freezer? Right? Something which is negated to the Suda, not negated to the Prusa Bechlal, but the Ever Ripaskin, not to make a new bracha. Like the Rambam says, that's even if it was more than Teich De Dibur. I would have thought that that's the reason why, and I saw afterwards, brought down from a Chassan Sefer. Though I looked for the Sefer and I could not find it. But he says that that's why, it says in the Gemara, Gover Leturi, twice. Tulubruch. Why does it say twice? It's coming to tell you that even though it's more than Teich De Dibur, it's not a problem. Kokam, that it's Shaykh to the Suda. Even though it's more than Teich Dibur, it's not a problem. So if it's less than Teich Dibur, not Shaykh to the Suda, even one word B'Shegi, you have to make a new bracha. If it's more than tzarech, if more than kidei, if it's shayach to the suda, even if it's more than kidei dibur, and even if it's bemezid, then you do not have to go ahead and make a new bracha. Now, lechatchila, a person is should not even say the price can bring down, since the price brings down from a yashiv and others. You should not even say nu or shah. That's also a type of a dibur. That's not a real word, though. So lechatchila, you shouldn't say it because it's a dibur. But lemais, it's not mamash a real dibur, and therefore, b'di'evet, if you said it, you do not make a new bracha. Now, this din of dibur is before, you should not speak at all before you swallow, like the Mishnah Berurah says. This is something that very many people do not know. The Mishnah Berurah bites tzarech in whether or not you have to make a new bracha. If you talked before you swallowed, it's not pashut at all. Very often a person just eats, and somebody's waiting for him, somebody's waiting for him to answer something, v'chulu, and the phone is ringing very often, you stick it in your mouth, and you go ahead and you... The Mishnah Berurah bleibt tzarechin whether or not you have to make a new bracha. L'chara tzarechin means it's safi brach lachan, you don't do it, but you should get somebody else to be made to you, because it's not pashut at all. You should swallow, at least swallow the taste. In the mela, if a person is chewing gum, or a person is sucking a candy, ukadema, then at least you should swallow something before he talks. Not only that, the Sharati brings down, this is also something which is very common, is that people, they start chewing, and before they get up, before they finish chewing and swallow, they get up already and they go somewhere else. Either they go to get a drink, or they go to make their coffee, or they go to whatever it is, right? They sit down, they make the amaitim while it's in the mouth. Now, if you were mamish, you went from room to room, you left, you did a shinu makim, it could be that the bracha is not chal, because you did a shinu makim from the time they made the bracha to you actually swallowed it, it's not pashat at all, that the bracha is chal. Pashat, you have to make a new bracha, then we have to see in kufayin ches. Now, it might be shinu makim is only if you leave the building. It's in the same building, but we're not machmer. We're going to get to that. But, person that grabs the bread and then he goes somewhere else, he's trying to catch the bus and he's going to have a mind to eat on the bus and he left before he swallowed, then you have an issue. We'll mirta shem will see that by the shini mokum. But the place will say that even lechatchila to go to move around until you swallow, you shouldn't. The Mishnah Berurah says the halicha itself is considered a hefsek. I don't know why, but lemaisa that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Rabbeinu Yehuda says mirta shem will see in hechas tefila that to walk is not, halicha is not considered a hefsek in the Melosh Meneser. If you have to talk, if you have to walk. Walk, don't talk. Because halicha is not considered... Lo imatzinu b'shul mokum shalicha nekri hefzik. Kimdumani, he says. Singing. Lechatchila, one should not sing. However, b'di'evet, it's not considered hefzik unless you're actually saying the words. You're humming. L'chara, the person can say anything is considered... could be a shalav hefzik hadas and other things. Lechatchila, I think I did see somebody that said that the minig erlim is to do that. I don't know that that's the minig. Kol minig loy nikva kafi, like we saw beforehand, loy meshkechinim bay. But that's the chatchila lechara one should not. If somebody else is doing that, you don't have to be moicha.
What about saying,
that's a terech, you have to wait for Tuesday, 3 o'clock to find out. Now, what happens if somebody actually spoke? So we have a chiddush of the Ramah that says, that if the boitzea took a bite, and then one of the shemim spoke before he actually ate, then he's yetzeh before him. He's yetzeh with the te'ima ha-mevarech, he's yetzeh. Now, l'chor it's a massive chiddush, and Mishnah Berurah points out that all the achrayinim kamat are chaylik on him. Now, there are those that do go like the Ramah, the Aruch HaShulchan la'alacha goes like the Ramah, and he says, no, there's no difference between Birchas HaMitzvos and Birchas HaNenen. The same way you find by Kiddush that you could be Yotzei as long as he took a drink, even if you didn't drink from the wine, so too by Birchas HaNenen. As long as the bracha was chal, you're being Yotzei with his bracha, the bracha is chal on that achila, and Mamela it's not a problem, therefore it's not considered a hefsek. Lamaisa, according to that, certainly you should make a new bracha. However, the mashmaris of the Mishnah Berurah is that it's not even considered a safek brachas. Even though the Ramah goes this way, even though he quotes it from Rekach, the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Lacha begs to differ that that's not pshat in the Rekach. However, and that's why he changes the gears to also over here, Ayin Shum. But L'chara, the way that the Ramah understood, he says that it's not even considered a Safek Brachas. And Mamela, the halacha is, if somebody else talked, L'chara, according to the Mishnah Berurah, if one of the seminary girls said, I can't believe that there's a key inside the challah, which was one of the questions on the paper for those that got it, then in a chanami, she has to make a new bracha, and she would need a lecha mission also if it's Shabbos. That's the din, according to the Mishnah Berurah. Now, what's the halacha? I'm sorry, I'm going to push off because we're going to get tomatoes. The question is, what's the other way around? What's the story if the mevarech was made talked beforehand? He starts cutting and he's like, I can't believe it. There's a key in the challah. And he didn't eat it, but he didn't before he ate. And the shreimim, they didn't speak. They all knew that there's shlichus challah this week, so it wasn't a surprise to them. Now, what's the story over there? Mishnah Berurah Blayt Tzarchim. He says, "Mashmei apoyiskim lechero the shuv einem yetsim ba'abracha kamoish kisad be'er halacha v'tzarchim ladino." Tzarchim ladino lechero from the fact that Blayt Tzarchim ladino. And what we would say once again, "Savik brachas lahakol." Not only that, it's mefurish in the Mishnah Berurah himself. And Simon Reish Yud Gimel, Sif Katan Yud Beis. Mishnah Berurah says this. He says that. I'm sorry. Sif Katan. Test vav. If you make a bracha for other people and you don't eat together with them, af b'di'evel lo yotzu, dor b'chos yavel vatala, ki m'she'ein o'echol b'atzmai, ve'ich yotzu ha'yodoi. Im lo yishema shalei ocha v'shas mevarach ha'yu b'shegi g'ibaynis. Kiyun sh'nishbach ha'kais ar ha'bracha ki agavna, de'be'eis ha'bracha lo'yhoi levatala, oz yitin ha'chirin o'yodoi. Says the Mishnah Berurah, there's a difference between when the mevarach was not planning on eating from the time that he made the bracha, that's the bracha of Atala, or he was planning on eating, and then something happened afterwards. His cup spilled, ukedeme, or he was mafsik afterwards. But kokama that b'shas, the bracha was chal, then the shemim could be yetzer with his bracha, and therefore, even in this case, where the mevarech was mafsik between his hamaitzi and eating, but the shemim were not mafsik, then the shemim could still be yetzer with the bracha, they do not have to make a new bracha. However, the mevarech himself does have to make a new bracha. What happens if you? This is more common when a lot of people are making hamaitzi. The chassidim, haimish, everybody makes hamaitzi on Friday night. So they're all. So you're saying hamaitzi lechem and aretz, and the guy next to you is also saying hamaitzi lechem and aretz, and you say amen says bracha. Is that considered a hefsik? The maitzah, the panim yiras, the Mishnah Berurah brings down and sifkatan mem hey that lechatchil you should not do that. Sifkatan lamed hey that you should not do that. However, he doesn't tell you what the halach is. The Shari Tshuva brings down from the front of Miris, so you have to go back and you have to make a new bracha. However, Lemaisa Sor Shlom Zalman Nemzon, not that way. He says it's Machlaikas Apaiskim, like the Mishnah Berurah himself brings down in Simin Reish Tezvav. It's Machlaikas between the Taz and the Magen Avram. If you answered Amen to the same bracha that you made, that means you made Amaiti, he made Amaiti, you answered Amen to his Amaiti before you ate, then be the Evid, you don't have to go back. However, Tiz Asher Yotzar, if you answered Amen to Asher Yotzar, that is considered a Hefzik. And you would have to go back. The last halacha of this is, what's the story with taking a coffee before you feed your fish in the aquarium? Is that a problem? So the halacha is that you're not allowed to, like we saw, you're not allowed to be mafsik unless it's l'tzorech da achila. One of the tzorech achila is to give food to your animals. However, the Magen Avraham says, that's from the Sefer HaChassidim, that's only eating. Drinking, you're allowed to drink before your animals. What's the reason why? Either because drinking doesn't take such a long time, so you're not going to be nimshach, or drinking is more of a tzar, and therefore it's not a problem, and you're allowed to do it. Now, does this halacha apply also to fish? That you're supposed to feed your fish beforehand? So Yavitz, Shemus Yavitz, he says that it does. Chelak Alvasim in Yudzayin, Itaka says that it does. It applies to all animals, behemoth, chayas, oif, dogim, it applies to everything, there's any tzar v'alechayim, even though it could be that fish don't really feel so much. But there is an Indian of Tzar Bala Chaim, and Meili says that there is such an Indian. However, it doesn't apply to drinking. Now, the Ramosha points out that if the question is to feed your children first, who can't eat by themselves, or feed your animals, then your children come before your animals. And Meila, they come first. The Ayin Sham also in Ramosha, Cheli Beis Minun Beis, where he's Marich, that what's the Raya Bechlal from Rivka? From Eliezer, there's no Raya Bechlal, right? Because Eliezer just said, give me the drink. He wasn't talking about the animals b'chlal. Maybe he should have said his animals from the riot. That was the whole test was that he said, give me the drink, and you're supposed to figure out for the animals. Elamai, the riot's from Rivka. That Rivka says, I'm going to give you the drink, and only afterwards you give the animals the drink. Now there's no riot from Rivka because it wasn't Rivka's animal. There's no din that I have to feed somebody else's animals before I give him to eat. That's all. Everybody asks this question. Ramesh is Marech. I'm going to get there and give it a few different answers. A lot of the points game are Marech Sham, Ayin Sham, Cheni Beis, Simenun Beis. Last halacha of Zion is if you send Nitzil Tzedayim, Ruvin Shari Neitel Yadav La'achila V'yakav Ayim Mavarach HaMoitzi V'neskav Al-Haitzi HaShemim V'achir Nogav Ruvin Yadav V'rechon Nitzil Tzedayim Lo'yavi Hesik. If you washed your hands, you just didn't dry them and say Nitzil Tzedayim, and you already heard the person being very often happens by a big Suda, you come running in and the person's already saying HaMoitzi and he didn't realize that now everybody's there, and you didn't get to say al natil tadaim, mach neshtayis, you can say al natil tadaim afterwards. Now that the Mishnah Berurah says that you could even wash your hands afterwards. You could wash your hands afterwards and make al natil tadaim and then eat. And not only that, Zarech HaShof, and even the Mavarach himself. If Mavarach himself started, said al natil tadaim afterwards, then he realized, oy vey, I did not wash my hands. Get up, wash your hands, say al natil tadaim, v'yoichlu anovim b'yizbo.